Hey everyone, this is Jonathan Webb. Welcome to the Legendary Momentum Podcast. Today I'm going to ask a question, and full disclosure, it's a question I am still wrestling with myself. I found this question in a journal I have. It's not a journal I use every day, and so I kind of had answered this question a little bit, put it away, and then I pulled the journal back out, looked through it, and the question was there again, and I really was kind of wrestling with it again, so I wanted to just talk it out. And maybe it challenges you, encourages you, gives you something to think about, and that's my hope, obviously, with this podcast in general, is just to give you things to think about and maybe have some things that, you know, you can wrestle with and kind of and work through in your day as well. And so the question is, and this is a paraphrase, it's basically, am I okay with being clueless about things that don't matter? And so what struck me about that question was because when I pulled it out, I read my original answers. And so my original answers were, yeah, I'm okay with being clueless about things that don't matter, because I define things that didn't matter in my life as TV shows that I don't like or that I don't watch or music that I don't listen to or reality TV or sports that I'm not a fan of or sports teams I'm not a fan of, whatever. That's how I was defining what didn't matter. So I was like, yeah, I'm okay with being clueless about those things. I don't care who's on The Bachelor. I don't care who won or who's on the, you know, Survivor. I don't watch those kind of shows. Again, if you do, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not bashing those things. I'm saying I don't really like, I'm not a huge football fan. And so there's times when I don't really know who's playing football. Obviously, I know the Super Bowl, things like that, but you get the idea. You know, on an average Sunday during football season, I probably can't tell you who's playing who. So I'm kind of quote-unquote clueless about those things. And so when I first answered this question, I was like, yeah, it doesn't really matter to me. But this time when I pulled the question out, it got a little more more specific, if that makes sense, and a little more detailed and deep as far as my life. And so after the break here, I want to go into that a little bit more and maybe give something to challenge you on as you try to answer that question yourself. Okay, so the second time I looked at this question, I started thinking about some things. I started thinking about, okay, you know, if you're in a business, well, I guess any business, you really probably, you know, you need to network, you need to meet people, you need to have a relationship with people, and your family, you have relationships with people. And what you find, and I'm not, this isn't a groundbreaking statement that I'm about to make, is you don't, guys and girls, you don't always agree on everything. You don't even have the same likes and the same, you know, passions. Like, I'll give you, you know, again, this is me talking. I love baseball. Love it. Like, I think about it in the off season. I read about it. I have a subscription to a magazine about baseball. I spent money and went down to Florida and played baseball for a week with some other adults in kind of a camp where we got to hang out with some former players. And like, so I love baseball. A lot of people don't like baseball. So I understand that. And so when I'm around friends that don't like baseball as much, we got to find other stuff to talk about. I have a master's degree in public policy. So I honestly kind of enjoy reading about politics and reading about policy issues and reading about, you know, whether we should raise the Social Security age or whether we should lower the retirement age or whatever, those kind of things. I enjoy reading about those things. I studied that stuff in college. At the same time, though, I understand for a lot of people that conversation either stresses you out to no end or it puts you to sleep. So when we're hanging out and when I'm networking, if I'm at a networking event, I got to find other things to talk about. So back to my question, it's okay, I think, for me to have different likes and dislikes than you. Obviously, it's not just okay. It's okay. We're different. We have different personalities, that kind of thing. And so in my question about, am I okay being clueless about things that don't matter? The second time I went through that question, I dove way deeper and took that question to mean not, yeah, it's okay that I don't know who's on Survivor. I took that question more of as what matters in my life? What am I working towards? What am I striving towards? Those are the things that need to be in the forefront of my life. My career, my writing career, my family, you know, what my kids are into, the things that me and my wife can talk about. Those are the things that kind of need to be in the forefront in my life instead of maybe the things that just aren't that important for me. Doesn't mean that they're not important. They're just, right now, for me, it's not that important. Because, yes, I do watch TV. I do obviously like sports. I do listen to music. But if I'm needing to choose between being clueless about my kids' stuff and what music is on the radio, obviously I'm not really going to care which artist is singing what compared to my kids. Does that make sense? And so again, this is not me telling you that's how you need to read that question. This is just me kind of talking about how I viewed that question and how it kind of came across to me the second time I read it. And so my challenge for you today would be maybe do what I did. You know, go through that question the first time. Say, okay, what matters to me? What doesn't matter to me? That kind of thing. And then put it down. And then maybe come back to it a week or two later and say, okay, now. Because for me, that was really good. Because it really opened my eyes to say, okay, the first time I looked at this, I really surface leveled it. But the second time I got into some of the deep, deep stuff, it was like, okay, no. I'm not saying that what I like is awesome and what you like is not awesome. I'm saying that right now in my life, these are the things that matter and this is what I want to focus on. And so I think also, you know, I want people to understand, you know, the word clueless, again, it's not my question, so I don't really have to defend it. But you know, the word clueless doesn't mean stupid. It doesn't mean ignorant about a topic. It just means I'm not really going to focus on that right now. And so hopefully this challenges you. Again, it's just a question I found and I wanted to throw this out there. I think that you'll really have a good time with this exercise. And if not, you know, hey, move on and do something else. That's no biggie. We're here just to talk and discuss things and hopefully challenge one another as well. So I hope you enjoyed this episode and we'll talk soon.